What does God want? Sounds like a simple question, but if you give it a bit of thought, it's really not. Why? Well, for starters, you have to know who's asking the question. People will ask it for a lot of different reasons. Is it a cry of anger from someone in pain? Perhaps it's a barely audible whisper that surfaces from deep sadness. Is the motivation curiosity? Or is it just prompted by the desire to reflect and think deep thoughts? It's not difficult to see that giving the right answer depends on why the question is being asked. Since I'm the one asking the question, it's easy to clear that up. But first, let me tell you what isn't motivating me. I'm not asking the question because I don't know the answer. I do. In fact, I know the answer for everyone, at least in terms of the answer God Himself would give with respect to all of us. And that's precisely how I'm asking it. I'm asking it to help you think about some important things. When I say, "What does God want?" I'm really asking, what does God want when it comes to every person in the human race? What does He want when it comes to me and my life and to you and your life? Before I get to the answer, it's pretty obvious that the question is a religious one. Questions about God naturally get filed in that folder. I've raised the question and will answer it because I'm interested in God. Most people still are, though they aren't interested in church. That's fine, since you don't need the latter to talk about the former. I'm not a pastor or priest, but I've made a career out of studying the Bible. Yes, that's actually possible. So, since I'm the one asking, my answer is going to be a biblical one. That narrows the focus a bit more. My goal will be to explain how the Bible would answer the question, what does God want? Now, for the answer. It's simple. He wants you.